Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I'll share with you a machshove on the parsha. There's a tremendous plea that sticks out right from the beginning of the parsha with Bilam HaRosha. B'chlal, Bilam HaRosha is an odom mesubach moiv. To try to figure out Bilam HaRosha is a complicated thing. On the one hand, he was from the Rishei Olam. Mamish from the Rishonim of all time. Chazal tell us he had the relations with his behemoth. Mamish, he was the scum. On the other hand, Lekombi Yisrael Novi Kemoshe. Avabum Zaylum Kom. How do you understand such a thing? On the other hand, Bilam HaRosha is compared, his Nevuah, compared to Moshe. That there was no Novi ever like Moshe Rabbeinu. Except by Ruma Zayelon, there was such a novel. Bilam HaRosha. Mamish Apel. To give you just a slight understanding of how difficult this question is, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the end of the first parak in Bava Basra, it goes through who wrote different svarim. So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosav Sifroi, he wrote Chamisha from Sheitera. Who parshas Bilam? That's the Lashon HaGemara in Perek Hashutz, from the end of the first Perek of Bava Basra. So what's the obvious question? You read the Gemara. Parshas Bilam, what are you talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything. The whole Chumash. Parshas Bilam is part of Chumash. Elamai, you'll say, yeah, but Bilam was a Navi. So what's Avraham Avinu? When Hashem talks to Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that over. We don't say Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer and the Nevuah of Avraham Avinu. Right? So what's unique? So Bishulei Diskin Zatzal says it's really Pasha Pshat. But it's unbelievable. He says, what's Taka Pshat that when Moshe Rabbeinu writes Chamisha Chum Sheter, it's called all Nevuahs Moshe. When a lot of the Nevuahs, when the Nevuahs that was said to the others, to others, Miriam Anaviah, what's Pshat? So he says, Gevalda Gevart. He says, all the Nevi'im were Misnabe, B'moshol, V'chidah. They didn't have the Nevuah with clarity, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevuah, B'askapa, Aspakal Yamira, was crystal clear, like the way people communicate. Kedabri Yishol V'yeyu. So the same Nevuah that Avraham Avinu got, when it was said over to Moshe, it was clearer than when it was said to Avraham Avinu. So when we read in the parasha, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, Lech lecha me'aretz lecha me'lat, that's not the way Avraham heard it. That Avraham heard it b'maru b'chidah. The way we read parashas Lech lecha, that's Moshe's parashas Lech lecha. It's a different parashas Lech lecha. The Maril Diskin uses this, to me, Mamish, it was such a mayor in Ayim, even though it's obvious. But it's not something you think about. Once you hear it, it's obvious. He says, when you think about the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, what's the big deal? It's a big deal that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu, told him to shech the son, that's a big deal. But what's the choice exactly? Hashem comes, he's kach, es bincho, es yichivcho, asher ahavto, and shecht him. What's the choice? Avraham was kovash his rachm of lasis, kovash his rachm of lasis yitzoyecha. He had no choice. Unless chas v'shalom somebody's a kofel v'yikin, what's the choice? So Maril Diskin says you're making a very big mistake. Avraham didn't get the nevuah kach es bincha es yichidcha shahavt. It was b'mareh. It was said in a vision. Avraham could have typed it like this and he could have typed it like that. He could have not shechted Yitzchak and said he's listening to Hashem. Just like somebody who doesn't camp to camp and say that's what they heard from me. You could hear what you want to hear. Rabbi Tzvi and I have heard many stories over the years. What I said, what he said, what this one said, is not sheker gomer. It's you hear what you want to hear. But that's even when something is said clearly. Imagine something is told to you b'mare. You hear a remez to shech yifa. No, I didn't hear that. Now you understand why the sultan came to Avraham Avinu. It's a mefurish chazal. The sultan came to Avraham Avinu. He said, "You're tippish. You're doing akeda. Tomorrow Hashem's going to tell you you're a murderer." What's the sultan talking about? Terah says, "Tomorrow Hashem is going to tell you, no. That's not what I meant." That's kovash. Kovash is racham of last. This is Ritzayim. Avraham looked at the emes, even though there were so many other ways to look at it. It raises the level of the Nisoyan to a whole new dimension. Says the Maril Diskin. So therefore, when Bilam got his Nevuah, it was not like that. It was Aspakar Yamira too. It was clear. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it over, it was a duplicate. That's why it says, Upashas Bilam he wrote. Parshas Avraham, he didn't write. It was Avraham's Parshas Avraham. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's Parshas Avraham. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's Aspakal Yamira. But Parshas Bullock, Parshas Bilam, that was mamish what Bilam heard. He also got it very clear. So it's mamish like a photocopy. That's why it says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Chamisha Chum Sheitaira. And Parshas Bilam. But now you take a step back and you say, Mamisha Pela Nifla. How could it be that somebody like Bilam Arasha could have a Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu? How do we even? Would have not been enough that he was from the Nevi'ah, from the Shvach and Nevi'im, from the Kali Olam we discussed? He's the Spitz, no? How do we understand that? That's Aleph. Beis, when Bilam asked the Rabbanu Shlom to curse Klal Yisrael, so Hashem gives him a very strange answer. Right? Loi Selechimoyim, Loi Sorosom, Kivoruchu. Well, what's just to say that just don't go? So Chazal explained this. There was a whole discussion between Bilam and the Rabbanu Shlom. First, Bilam says, "I want to go." Hashem says, "Don't go." He says, "Eshor b'mkoymi v'akalalim." So I'll stay here and I'll curse them. Let me curse them from here. From Midian, I'll curse them. Hashem says, "No. There, you can't curse them." Lo sorosom. He said, "No, okay. Let me bless them. Let me give them a bracha." Kibor. They're blessed already. Forgetting what we tell Bilam. So Rashi brings down, loy, we tell the bee, loy midvushcha, loy miyoksa. Right? Forget what we respond. Why don't we want his bracha? But the bottom line is, we don't want his bracha. But why does he want to give us a bracha? He wants to curse us. He wants to go curse us. Hashem tells him he can't go. Okay, let me curse them from here. No. Okay. Can I bless them? Well, he became Balchuva. In one sentence, he became a Balchuva. Avadana. So what's going on? And the end is, Hashem lets him give a bracha. The Rebbeinu Shlom himself is inconsistent. L'chayr. Hashem tells him, Loi Selechma, Loi Sarasam. And then the bracha, no. Comes Rashi. Rashi says, we don't want his bracha. So then why did we get his bracha? Then we got Bilam's bracha. Why? The Rebbeinu Shlom is the Kol Yochel. Vayosem Hashem Dover B'fi Bilam. So why? What's pshat? So these are all very, 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 each point, you see something, there's something behind the surface here. There's something behind the surface. You have to know what's behind the surface here going on with Bilam. Vazvil Bilam. Okay, this. A lot more to discuss. I always discuss Parichis, the Indian of the donkey, talking to Bilam. The whole thing is a shtickel pella. But I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going into what the donkey actually told Bilam. The donkey, this is a rarity in history. I mean, we had a news story a couple of years ago that said there was a talking fish, but there were many different days if the fish was actually, you didn't hear the story. There's a story where they said the fish was it became a whole Zachin town. One of the workers heard the fish talking. Shaila, who heard it? Was it a goy misich lefitumay nem feitus rabbanon? So when I got to Shaila, Yerideya, right? But there was only one talking donkey in history, and this was this donkey, and this pair also was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes and Sheshes Mibreishes. Right? So you would think the mouth that was created in Sheshes Mibreishes to give Musa to Bilam Arasha, this would be a Musa Shemuz. This would be Lahavdil Arav Shom Shadon. This would be a Musa Shemuz. Taka donkey talk. Taka donkey talk. Why are you hitting me for? If a donkey was able to talk, you'd say, that's what a donkey would say, give me food, and why are you hitting me? I mean, it makes sense. What's the donkey going to shmooze? What's the donkey shins on? Okay, I'm looking for a debate. What can the donkey do? What's the donkey going to say? So, but that's exactly what it said. The donkey said what you would imagine a donkey would say. But the pella is, this donkey was given a mouth. And it was given a mouth from Sheshes Mibreishes. So there must have been a reason. So let's hear some Divrei Chochma from the donkey. Why are you hitting me? It's a Taka donkey. Bilam HaRasha needs a Musa Shmuz from a world-class Maggid. Should listen to him and go into all his kishkis and all his problems. So now he has to handle with a donkey. And Taka didn't do anything. The donkey said this. He tells the donkey, if I had a knife, I'd kill you. You're lucky I only had a stick. That's basically his answer. Which is also a pella. Your donkey starts talking to you. Don't you at least go, hey, what's going on here? We'll go to a therapist. My donkey seems to be talking to me. Bilam HaZeichat that donkey. Donkey starts talking to me. He doesn't go, what's going on? Man noira hamokah mazeh. He just tells the donkey, you're lucky. You're asking me why I hit you, I would have shechted you. What's tzitzachto? The only remez that Chazal tell us in the donkey's words, ki kisani sholesh regolim, you're going to curse a nation that goes to be oil regel. That's the remez. So obviously something to do here. What's the deal akudim? What's the point? So Rabbi Isai, we know, we learn in Parshas Nosai, we learn about Birchas Koyanim. Birchas Koyanim, Lahavdol, is the bracha that we do want. We're Misaveh. Not only that, according to many Rishonim and Gedolei Achronim, there's a mitzvah on us, besides there's a mitzvah on a Koyan, Levorach Es Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, Hisborach. There's a mitzvah for us to be Mekabel the bracha from the Koyan. Right? So those brachas we want. But you go through the Birchas Koyanim, you find a very interesting thing. Says Chazal, Rashi brings down the Chazal. Shemo Toimar, you may say that the Kohen is the Mevorach. The Kohen gives us a bracha. No. Ani Avorachim. Sounds like power. So what do we need the whole Birchas Koyanim for? Basically, we have this whole show. The Kohen goes, washes his hands, the Levim. He goes up to the Duchen, we're not allowed to look at him, the Shechina Dolman, the Yivorechecha. Gvaldik, Shkoyach Kohen. No, what's up? You think they just gave you a bracha? No. So what are we doing it for? You're giving a mitzvah deraisa to the Kohen, you're giving a mitzvah deraisa for Klai Yisrael to be Makabal the bracha, and then you're telling them, don't think they're giving you a bracha. So what's the point of it? And this was always a taiva otzum to get Birchas Koyanim. The Vilna Goyen in Vilna tried to bring back Birchas Koyanim every day. It's not clear why in Chutz La'aretz we don't do Birchas Koyanim, halachically. It's not a clear, the Sfaradim do Birchas Koyanim in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Steinemann Zatzal, when he came to America, he davened Dafkin his Sfaradim minyan to get Birchas Koyanim during the week. The Eretz Yisrael, you have Birchas Koyanim the whole week. The Nesiv Mivalozhin says that the Goyen tried to do it, and every time he tried to institute it, the night before, something happened. Once there was a fire in the shul, the other time he got arrested for something. Whenever the Goyen tried to do it, so finally says the Simon Shemayim, the Goyen stopped. But the Goyen held Be'etzem, Birchas Koyanim. Such a choshev as Ach Birchas Koyanim. And then we say, but you know what? Don't make the stupid mistake to think that they're giving you a broch. It's ani avroch. So what's happening? What's the pshat? So Rabbi Isai, the pshat tova here, I think, and I think it's screaming out, this Yisoid. And that is like as follows. What's Taka Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bilam had the same level Nevuah? What's Taka Pshat? So I want to explain to you one Yisoid. And it is that it's for opposite reasons why they both had the same level of Nevuah. Mamish opposite reasons. And it's once I tell you, you'll hear why it's so pasha. Taka true. They both had this clarity, this Nevuah. We'll call it unadulterated Nevuah. But for two opposite reasons. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu had no zich. Moshe Rabbeinu had no self. He was the most selfless person. Moshe Rabbeinu viewed himself as a shliach for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. B'shvilchem unedaberimi, Rashi tells us. Moshe looked at himself, I'm just a pipe. My whole existence is only an Eved Hashem. And that's what Onav Moed. He knew, of course he knew everything Hashem is giving him here. But he looked like, I'm the pipe. I'm the shliach. Right? A guy's a gabbai stalker of Moshe Reichman Zatzal. Right? He didn't look and say, who am I? I'm the gabbai. I have hundreds of millions of dollars go through me. Yeah, I understand, but I'm just a gabbai. You could be a gabbai of the biggest kavir. You could still be an on of moed. Some of the gabbai become balagai, but too. I'm not saying there's no nisyanis. Everything in life has nisyanis. But it's definitely possible for somebody to be a gabbai of the biggest kavir in the world, write out hundreds of millions of dollars of checks, and feel, well, who am I? I'm just a gabbai. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Bishvilchem unedaberimi. I'm just... Moshe Rabbeinu was misgabber to such a madriga that there was no self. Every Nevuah, by regular people, has something to do with the Navi. That means the Navi is not just a container that contains Nevuah and then gives out Nevuah. The Navi himself, we'll call it, it's like a crock pot. He's cooking up the Nevuah. And just like everybody understands, you can have different types of cooking methods, depends on, it comes out differently. It's cooked up like this, it's cooked up like that. I'm not telling you a chiddush. Chazal say it. Chazal tells us, Yishas Arachmon, they went to Chuldan Aviya. They wanted to get the Nebuah with a shtigl racham and tilt. And the Navi is not making a mistake. That's how the Borei Olam wants it. The Borei Olam gives over the Nebuah, and it's the Navi, and the Navi himself shapes the Nebuah. Avada l'shem shemayim, avada. So the Nevuah has shaychus to the Navi, right? Moshe Rabbeinu reached such a spitz level of neshma that there was no zich. So the Nevuah was Dvar Hashem. The Nevuah was the word of Hashem, but it wasn't because it was because he was on such a level of selflessness of an Eved Hashem that the Nevuah was that there was nothing to cook here. Because the pot just was Amen Heaven Hashem. So the Nevuah came, mamish, unadulterated, the way Hashem said it. With perfection. Bilam HaRoshe was mamish the opposite. The reason why by Bilam HaRoshe the Nevuah was unadulterated was because he was a Kli Tomei. Bilam HaRoshe was Yodua as a Kofi Toiva, Susuma Oyen. The Medrash says he couldn't see. He only had one eye. He was only able to see what's for him. Couldn't see. He couldn't be Makar Toiv. It was all about him. And that's why the Musar that his Behema gave him was Haloy Anoichi Asoyincha Asher Achavto Elai. Why in the world would that be the Musar? As we asked, there's so much Musar you could give. You could give Bilam HaRoshe. The Teretz is because this captured the main Chesaron that Bilam had. The chesaron that Bilam had was that he was himself. He had no akaras hatoiva. Couldn't even recognize his donkey, who serviced him in all ways, treifa ways, kosher ways. And even after the donkey talks to him, what does he say? Lu yeshcher v'yodi araktiicha. His mom is totally blind. That was Bilam. And because Bilam was so contaminated, Hashem didn't want his nevuah to have any of himself, no what we call in Yiddish, no Bilam kite in it.
And that's why the Nevuah was unadulterated. Not because Bilam was misgaber on himself, lahavda like Moshe Rabbeinu, to be totally selfless. It was the opposite. He was completely full of himself. And because of that, if the Nevuah would have been given to him to explain with his own spin, it would have been completely contaminated. That's why the Pasuk uses a lashon Vayosem Hashem Dova Befi Bilam. Hashem just put it in his mouth. He was nothing more than a pipe. There was nothing for him to cook in that Nevuah. So basically, that it's true that Bilam had this unadulterated Nevuah, but it wasn't a Mila. It was coming from the Chesaron of who Bilam was. L'havdol, the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why L'fi Ani Yizdaiti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we don't want your bracha. We don't want your bracha because Bilam's whole point of giving a bracha, he wants to show Klal Yisrael, he's the Mavarech. He wanted to contaminate Klal Yisrael with the same illness that he has. That we should look at it like we're getting Ashpah through Bilam, instead of being makar to Rabbeinu Shalom. And Rabbi said, this is not new. Chazal tells us that Bilam is really Lavan in his original life. He was Lavan. Lavan gave a bracha to Rivka, Achoseinu Atayi. And Chazal tells us that because of that bracha, Rivka was an Akora. Kedei that the bracha of the Rosha shouldn't be poil. She needed the tefillah of Yitzchak to get her back to be able to have children, to facilitate the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. So Bilam was already an old hand where he tries to manipulate that Klal Yisrael should not be makar to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's who Lavan was, a kofi toiva, habonim bonai, v'habonis penoisai, as he told Yaakov Avinu. He didn't recognize anything. And that's what he was trying to do again. We don't want your honey. Your honey is chazer treif. Because your honey is kfiyas hatoiva. We can now understand what's the maila birchas koyanim. Birchas koyanim. We ask the kasha, what is the koyan doing? The pasuk says that the koyan has a mitzvah deraisa to give us a brocha. We have a mitzvah deraisa to receive the brocha. But then it says, v'somu shmi'a b'nei Yisrael. So Chazal say, you think the koyan is giving you a brocha? Chas v'sholom. The Eibish is giving you a brocha. So what are we going through the whole spiel? It's disorienting that it looks like the kohen is giving. He's not. So what's the kohen doing? In the Pshat Tove, Rabbi Yisai is that the kohen is doing what he's doing is he's being mechanach Klal Yisrael. That the brocha comes from Hashem. Hashem is the mevorech. Yevorechecha Hashem. Yo'er Hashem. Yisa Hashem. So the kohen's job is to bring the godliness, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And that's the mission of the Kohen. And that's what the Kohen is doing. Ulekach v'lochein. And that's the reason why we see that there's a tachlis of the Birchas Kohenim, and we have to hear the Kohen. Why do we have to hear the bracha? The Kohen has to say b'koil rom. We have to be able to hear the bracha because the Kohen is guiding us. That's the Birchas Kohen. The opposite of Birchas Bilam. Birchas Bilam is to distort the picture, that we shouldn't realize where the bracha comes from. And Birchas Kohenim is just the opposite, to clarify and crystallize to us where the brachas come from. And that's why Dos is the Spitz. Dos is Take der Spitz. We shtak all be zoiche. That's the takeaway from the parasha. To see the Yad Hashem b'chol ma'aseinu. To see of all, everything that we accomplish, all of our actions, is all Yad Hashem, and that's the biggest brocha. That's the Kli Machzik brocha Yisrael. We'll talk a zeicha zayin, biyacha to see Yad Hashem, we'll see the Mitzvah Hashem, the Yad HaGodol V'Hanoira, the Yoyim HaGodol V'Hanoira, to zayin the Gula Shleim, B'Shvistayis V'Gans Klal Yisrael.